News Talk 1620 WTAW. A little more than an hour ago, the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation announced a hurricane relief concert at Reed Arena the evening October 21st will include all five former living presidents. Had an opportunity a little while ago to visit with Jim McGrath, who is the family spokesman for George H.W. and Barbara Bush. Extraordinary circumstances of these hurricanes leading to an extraordinary fundraising event with this concert just has been amplified even more with the announcement of having five presidents attending this event. This is quite remarkable.
Oh, it's really historic when you think about it, to have these five living former presidents coming together in Aggieland on October 21st for this hurricane relief concert. Tickets are on sale today. I'm sure you'll be able to provide your listeners with the website, but every dollar they spend on tickets is going to hurricane relief. So it's not only a great opportunity to see an awesome show, but it's also a great chance to help a lot of people in the process.
Talk, if you will, about just the coordination of being able to get everybody's schedules in sync, much less the variety of ages of these former presidents, and getting all this put together in such a quick turnaround.
The collegial spirit that has really dominated in our discussions with the other offices of the former presidents is something I think that would make every American proud if they could be privy to them. But it's still a challenge when you have five extraordinarily busy individuals trying to coordinate their schedules. The Bush Foundation office, the team there led by David Jones, has been working morning, noon, and evening.
As for Mr. Bush, who you are affiliated with, Bush 41, his reaction to all this taking place?
Well, you know, of course, he was really inspired watching Texans coming together after Harvey. All the presidents were. That's what brought them together, was what was happening here in Texas in the aftermath of Harvey. We've had to expand just out of necessity with the, you know, this catastrophic hurricane season. But George Herbert Walker Bush is beyond moved that his fellow former presidents would rally to the flag like this and come together, putting politics off to the side. This is going to be light on speeches and heavy on great entertainment for sure when it comes to October 21st there at Reed Arena. And he's beyond tickled. He's just so happy it's come together like this because he knows it's going to help a lot of people.
Any particular artists he's interested for sure in making sure that he enjoys?
Well, gosh, I mean, some of the entertainers like Alabama and Lyle Lovett are old friends, but he's also looking to, and Yolanda Adams for that matter, unbelievable gospel singer. But he's also looking forward to seeing some of our, younger talent coming along and Stephanie Quayle, I know, is going to be there. Cassidy Pope, I believe, is one of our singers. So it's just an unbelievably strong lineup, and we're just thrilled that it's coming together. And of course, when you have five former presidents in a room, they're the headliners. But again, it's going to be short on speeches. It's going to be heavy on great entertainment, and we hope everybody can come out to be with us.
One other thing that just thought about. Mr. Bush and family, they've been at Kenny Buckport during this entire hurricane situation. Would that be correct?
Yeah, they were there. Yeah, they come back to Texas in a little over a week or so.
Any damage to their property around Houston?
No, they came through it okay, and they're very fortunate about that. But obviously, they feel very strongly. They're just heartbroken for everybody that didn't come through the storm. Just floods, flood damage, the devastation caused by flooding is like a slow motion train wreck, and so they have too many friends. They know that it had been impacted, and that's why I think they have the extra motivation of wanting to see these charitable efforts succeed so we can help as many people as possible.
And Mrs. Bush will be accompanying Mr. Bush as well?
That's the plan, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm still getting goosebumps over this. I mean, five former living presidents all in the same place. It really doesn't matter what that place is, but it's, of course, additionally special that it's here at Texas A&M.
It's going to be a really historic evening, but it's also going to be a fun evening. And again, we want to emphasize that every dollar that is spent on tickets is going to hurricane relief. We've got some very generous underwriters that have made that possible. Again, David Jones and the foundation team working overtime to pull this together, and they've done truly heroic work in that sense.
Thanks again to Jim McGrath, the spokesman for George H.W. and Barbara Bush, after we just found out an hour ago that the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation announced that the upcoming hurricane relief concert at Reed Arena, which is the evening of October 21st, will include all five former living presidents. A link to getting tickets for the concert called Deep from the Heart is online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.